Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Rich Eisen Show, live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
But when it all comes down to it, you gotta wonder, is it going to be a moment?
Rich Eisen.
Where Tyreek's like, yeah, I'm open, and Pat would have known that. And then he'll go back to the huddle and think about the zeros in his account.
Earlier on the show, from Westwood One Sports, PJ Carlissimo.
Still to come.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders. Jaguars wide receiver Christian Kirk. Plus Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, folks, lots going on in the world of the National Football League. The Browns are about to introduce Deshaun Watson as their new quarterback. And we will keep monitoring that, and we'll talk about that later on in this hour, in which Christian Kirk of the Jacksonville Jaguars will also join us. Mason Rudolph, currently number two on the depth chart for the Pittsburgh Steelers at quarterback. He'll be in studio hour number three. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. But we turn to the phone lines right now, and we're joined by the Ed Robinson Award winner for the FCS Coach of the Year. Last time he was on, we called him Cody Prime. Coach of the Year, Jackson State head coach, head football coach, and a dear friend, all full disclosure, on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, the one and only Deion Sanders. How are you, Coach Prime?
How you doing, my humble host and crew?
We're doing great.
What's up,
Coach Prime? What's up, bro?
We're doing better for talking to you. So I saw that the pro day went down at Jackson State, and
exceptional.
I heard that.
Exceptional.
I heard that.
Yeah.
How was it for you, Deion?
It was great. First and foremost, I don't know if they have ever had one. I think they did, but I think they banished it and got away from it. But just to host a pro day with several of the schools from the state was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. And just being able to just sit there and talk to some of the other head coaches amongst the SWAC and some of the other schools in the state, it was a great day. Our kids competed their butts off. Junior day, we had three DBs run low four threes, which was crazy. It was a very successful day, and we're happy.
And I saw that your attendance taking skills were spot on, Prime. I saw that.
Oh, yeah. I was on my game. I was on my game because I told them, you come on, I'm going to call you out. And I did. I did. It didn't make sense. It don't make sense when I know you're going to go to Mississippi State, which you should, and you're going to go to Ole Miss, which you should. But you got to fly in here to get there. That's the thing I didn't mention, Rich. You got to fly here to get there unless you're going private. And I don't think the scouts are going private.
So not only do you have kids that are worthy of a look-see, you're geographically sound is what you're saying, Deion.
Oh, I'm on my game. I'm on my game. But I let them know.
I saw that. So when you said you won't forget, what does that mean? Like, what do you...
We got some dogs. We just had three kids run 4.3s, man. We got dogs coming up. You got to understand, my class was the first time last year. That was our initial class. Those kids are coming up in a couple years, and now you're gonna want to see them. I just hope I'm not like that, but I'm not petty. You know, I'm not Richard Petty. Tom Petty. No, because I want the best for my kids. I want the best for my kids.
Of course, I know that. But because, you know, Del Tufo here was thinking of trying to help you set up like a VIP area for your next pro day for those, you know, who came this year, that they would get more preferred seating, right, Mike?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, most definitely. Oh, exactly. Definitely. I even opened up the cafeteria. We fed them all week. We treated them really good because we wanted them to come back.
Okay. No, I know that. I know that. And obviously things are going to get better and better and better. So who did you see, you know, from either back in the day that you knew, NFL types or anybody that was there that you kind of reconnected with?
There were several guys. I don't want to call names because I'm going to forget somebody. Then they're going to get upset. Then they may not come back. Then we're going to have a bigger problem. So I'm not going to go down that street. But I was happy with the turnout. I was just happy to just be in fellowship with some of the other coaches, like I said, and all the kids were so darn appreciative. The kid of the day was Kevin Green's son. I met his wife, and I met his son, who played in Mississippi as well. And just, you talk about the most remarkable young man, the most respectful, young, godly man. It blew my mind, man. And the kid he performed well. He did a great job. But you talk about a man who's living for his father. That young man is going to be successful in whatever he endeavors to do.
So then what is your, you know, what is the game plan here for you to get Jackson State and the entire conference in which you coach and your kids play in the conversation with the so-called blue bloods in your state and in the college sport?
We're doing it, Rich, we're doing it. I mean, I think recruiting has gone up. I don't think, I know recruiting has gone up phenomenally well for all HBCUs, all FCS schools as well. And we're attracting now the 3-4 and 5 stars. All the schools are. We just got to get our business practices on point with the recruiting at the schools, the business practices for the whole campuses and the whole universities of HBCUs as well as our FCS schools. But everything is heightened, and the lights are shining. Even our spring game is nationally televised this year on the 24th of April. So everything is getting better, and I'm going to keep on pushing the envelope. Interviews like this, national interviews on your platform, everything helps, man, because these guys deserve this attention and this focus, and they can flat out play.
When you mean business practices, what do you mean, Prime? What do you mean?
We got to do better business-wise. I mean, some of the things that we're not doing, we're not successful at business-wise. There's no reason why every school in the HBCU community is suffering or lack thereof of finances in certain places. How can every darn school be in the same situation? That's not right. Then I hear about all these Fortune 500 companies who gave or who said they gave. I want to make sure that that's correct. Did you give, and where did the money go that you gave? Or did you have an earmark for a certain area of concern? What was it? Because if you give all these schools that I've heard that received endowments $100 million, I think we should be pretty straight. You know, we should be straight. So I want to know, is that the truth, or are you just saying that because of the pandemic and the plight of our people that has been challenged tremendously over the last several years?
Deion Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show, coach of Jackson State football on the program. Did I see on that video, is that a Falcons jersey that's on the back of your chair?
On my chair?
Yeah,
it is. Boy, you got keen eyes.
I look at everything right there. It's an old Falcons jersey for you?
Yeah. Yeah, Tracy Perlman sent that to me. It says Coach Prime.
Tracy Perlman. I love it.
Yeah, Tracy P. TP's is unbelievable.
She is the greatest in the NFL.
She's blessing me. Let me tell you, she's blessing me. Troy Benson, they're doing everything they can to help us at HBCUs in its entirety, man. And she is phenomenal.
Okay. I love it. I noticed that. How are you doing? I also saw the video you put out. You know, I know that you had some health issues, and I saw that video. How are you doing, Prime?
I'm not high-stepping yet. But the hand is behind the head. The hand is behind the head. I'm moving slowly but surely, and I'm moving briskly. I really am. I'm on my elliptical again because I had lost like 40 pounds, Rich. When I was in the hospital, lost 40 pounds. I wouldn't eat nothing but applesauce. Lost 40 pounds, but I gained 50 back. Now I can't fit in my suit, so I got to cut down. I got to trim down because I hadn't been able to do cardio because I was eating everything in the world. I was Chris Rockish at one point.
I was Chris Rockish.
And I'm trying to get to the old prime right now.
All right. Well, I mean, when you say get in your suits.
You know, my suits. Yeah, my suits don't have belt loops.
No.
All my suits are made for me.
Right.
So there's a problem. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you wear one suit every 3 years, that I know. You know,
I can't even get into those. I had a big celebration that we had a few weeks ago, and I had to lay on my back to get in the pants, man. That don't make sense. Yeah, I mean, I just went past the point of, I'm serious. I was really Chris Rockish and wasn't proud of myself. I lost too much. Then I ate everything I can, and I fell in love with those Ensure drinks. I fell in love with those. If anybody's out there listening, I'm sure I'm looking for endorsements. kill two birds with one stone. You know me, Rich. I don't change. I'm at a HBCU. I need everything we can.
Understood. I get it. So, again, I know it's about your kids, and I do want to just say this, though, ask this question. So, no, seriously. So you win Coach of the Year. You win the Eddie Robinson Award while you're going through all these health problems? I mean, is that what you were doing all year long, Dion?
Yeah, man. It was crazy, man. We couldn't tell anybody. We couldn't say nothing to anybody. And then having a couple of my digits amputated at the same time, and both of my legs dug out on the side. My kids told me it looked like a shark bit me on both sides of my legs. So that's how it looks. I don't think you'll see me in shorts at any time. Anytime soon, you will not see me in shorts, I promise you. But I'm better. But it was a lot going on last season and now. That's the best secret that I think we ever kept.
Yeah.
In life. Yeah.
No, I know, because you didn't tell anybody. You didn't want it to be.
Well, I could. Yeah, I could. I couldn't tell anybody that.
No,
I couldn't play the plum card. The poor little old me couldn't do that.
Well, I mean, that is something else. All right. So, all right, what's next for you now? Like, what happens now? What are you doing now?
Well, we're in the spring. We had a top recruit class at FCS again as well.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention a guy named Travis Hunter. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, yes.
But he's phenomenal. And, man, this kid made a couple catches today. You know, we got him starting at the corner on defense because he's like that. But we put him on offense just to give him some run. The kid made a couple catches today, man, that you just shake your head and just look at the person next to you and say, oh, my God. He is what's advertised, Rich, and we got several of those kids that can play, but he's a phenomenal talent. He's 3 years and done. He will be fighting for probably the top three picks in the draft because the kid got it.
How many Jackson State kids am I seeing at the combine 3 years from now? Then
next year?
Well, next year. Yeah, sure. Give me next year. Well, how many do you think? What do you think?
We should have a couple next year for sure at the combine. And see, what I'm trying to do, I don't like the separatism, Rich. I don't like, you got a black combine, then you got the combine. I don't like that. Let's just have one combine, because at the black combine, you have 54 kids or something like that, 52 kids. Okay, I've done the math. There's only like four more kids a position, or five more kids a position. We got time for five more kids a position. We got time for five more 40s, you know. At each position. We got time for five more bench presses at each position. That's easy. So instead of having it separate, let's just involve them. Involve the kids from HBCUs. Instead of having two darn separate combines, which 20% of the people that showed up at the real combine shows up at the HBCU combine. That's not fair. Not fair at all. Just thinking aloud. That's all.
No, I know. I don't know if you saw the way the combine ended, Prime, but I'll tell you, since, as you know, I was there.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Where the defensive backs are done for the day, and the young man who caught the last pass in the drill snagged it, grabbed it, ran it the entire distance of the field, and from the 25-yard line held it up and high-stepped with his hand behind his head.
Yeah, but that's not the most promising thing that transpires on that day.
That's not
what I was talking about. That was good. That was kind. That was nice. But the thing that I'm talking about is the Rich Eisen 40.
Well,
what happened?
Okay.
Where did you stand?
Oh, here you go. Here you go, Prime. I'm doing it in 3 weeks' time because we're raising a lot more money for charity now by doing it in Los Angeles like we did last year.
It's a great setup, Rich.
Okay.
What I know is going to come. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay.
It's a great setup.
No, this is a setup. I have not run it yet. I have not run it.
Rich?
Because we're doing it here in Los Angeles for charity.
Oh, I thought you were going to set me up by saying you only have 3 weeks to train.
No, that's true.
So you didn't run a great time.
No, that's true.
What I thought you were going to
that's
say.
True. I haven't started training. I'm doing it in about a month. That's it. So,
Rich, come on, man. You gotta have a talk with the hamstrings, man. Right now, you can't just expect them to get up and go like they used to.
Well, like they used to is like 6'7". I'm like 5'9" now, Prime. I'm doing it. I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna start working out very soon.
Rich, you don't have but a month.
Thank you, Prime. Get in this guy's head.
He's always in my head. You're always.
When is soon, Rich?
Today.
Well, it's Friday, Rich. You're not nothing.
The two people I don't want to disappoint the most are this man and Susie, my wife.
Because they don't play.
Always.
If it was Susie, she would have been started working out. She would have been
but to not disappoint him, you need to have started working out like months ago.
I understand that. Okay. I have day jobs. I have night jobs. And I just got to focus on this.
Yeah, you are a working man. You're a working man.
Prime, I love you. Thanks for the time.
I love you. I appreciate you and your whole crew, man, the whole staff. I love you guys. I wish I was as busy so that when Rich takes his hiatus that he goes on vacation with the kids and the 15 dogs and that I could come in and stand in for you. But I wish
and the mattress.
Because you're the best. You're the best, guys.
I appreciate that. And now, by the way, now that I'm flying around the country again, I'm saying hello to all the security dogs in the airport. All the time. You always enjoyed that when I did
and
that.
You still what took it over top, you always kiss them in the mouth. That's where we divide.
He would always say, we're going through security. He goes, are you going to start kissing dogs? Is that what you're going to do?
Kissing dogs in the mouth. All right. And he was not racially. It was not racist because he kissed the black dog. So he is not. He is not a racist whatsoever. He kissed all dogs.
Love you, Prime. Thanks for the call.
Love you guys.
Take care.
All right, Coach.
That's the one and only Deion Sanders. Everybody.
The best of all time.
Actually, I think he called it licking dogs. You're gonna go up starting licking dogs. That's
licking
what he
dogs.
Said. Licking dogs.
Oh yeah. That's a white person.
Nothing.
It really is.
Guys, nothing. Like traveling through an airport with Deion Sanders.
Everybody knows him.
Nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody knows him.
Man, woman, child, race, color, creed. Everybody. And hey, he says he wants to use this platform. This chair is his. He knows that anytime he wants. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Deshaun Watson is speaking. When we come back, we'll talk to Christian Kirk of the Jacksonville Jaguars, formerly of the Arizona Cardinals. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before we take a break, my friends at Callaway want me to remind you about the Odyssey line of putters. I keep talking about it, and I want you to understand how great these putters are. It truly is the best stick in my bag because I'm not good at the others. And this one also makes you feel more confident. It really does. It makes you feel more confident because when you use the Odyssey line of putters, you not only know it's the putter of choice for champion players on tour. It's the number one putter on every major tour in 2021 and the last 37 major championships over all of the top-notch tours, PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours. Not only do more pros play with an Odyssey putter in those majors, more pros with more won more major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey, but you feel more confident. Like, you know when you hit the ball, when you strike it, when you actually stroke through it, that it's going to be true. The legendary White Hot insert, the new Tri-Hot 5K, a classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet that shows you how these folks are all about game-changing innovations. It gives you literally more confidence that you're going to make the putt. So go check out what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. I'm looking up and I'm seeing very serious looking faces in Cleveland. This seems to be a very intense conversation going on there. Christian Kirk, when we come back, and we'll talk about what's going on in Cleveland in a moment. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Streaming right now on Netflix. We're here on NBC Sports on Peacock and NBC Sports Audio Sirius XM 85. And we're also here on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio outfit. We just said goodbye to Deion Sanders. And we say hello now on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line to the new wide receiver in Jacksonville, Florida. Part of a free agency bonanza for a team that is just switching things around, to say the least, from coach to roster to trying to turn the page from 2021, exciting in 2022, former Arizona Cardinal, now Jacksonville Jaguar, Christian Kirk, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Congratulations to you, sir.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. So are you already in North Florida, Duval? Are you already there? Are you already moved in or moving in? What's your life like right now, Christian?
Not yet currently. Still in Arizona. Which is where I grew up and is home for me. But I'm going to take off here in about a week and a half and go get settled in and get ready for OTAs. But just, you know, really excited to get into the building and, you know, start, you know, learning the offense and, you know, just getting to work with all my new teammates.
So how difficult was it for you to leave Arizona, Christian?
It was difficult. You know, it was a dream come true, you know, being drafted back here in 2018 and, you know, just being in my hometown. You know, I live, you know, 4 or 5 minutes from the high school that I went to, and it's just all pretty nostalgic, you know, being able to wake up and, you know, drive to, you know, the facility every day, you know, the same street that I took to, you know, go to football practice in high school. So, you know, it was, you know, a tough decision, but ultimately, you know, I think, you know, going to Jacksonville, you know, the more I looked at it, it was just a no-brainer for me and, you know, just continuing my journey in the NFL and just, you know, putting me in the best, you know, spot to, you know, help, you know, myself, you know, keep ascending in the league and help, you know, turn this team into a winning team like I know it can be.
So was there a chance that Arizona could keep you, sign you? Was there a possibility at all?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a possibility, you know, of me returning to Arizona, you know, along with, you know, a couple other teams that were in the market as well and, you know, that were interested in signing me. But like I said, ultimately just, you know, really drawn to, you know, what Coach Peterson and, you know, Trent Baalke are building in Jacksonville, and it was just enticing.
So what was enticing? Obviously dollars and cents are significant. That helps. But what was the message that you bought?
Well, I think number one is, you know, the opportunity to play with, you know, a quarterback like Trevor, who's, you know, a young player with a ton of potential and a ton of talent. You know, I think who showed flashes that, you know, he can be, you know, one of the better quarterbacks, you know, in the NFL. And, you know, like I mentioned, you know, playing under Coach Peterson, but also the opportunity to be, you know, a primary target, you know, in that offense and, you know, just have a primary role and be able to, you know, keep going out there and competing. And so all of it just, you know, for fit-wise and what I was looking for, just kind of checked off all the boxes for me.
Did you speak to Trevor Lawrence before making the decision? Did you connect with him? at any point?
No, not before, but soon after the news broke, you know, he reached out to me and, you know, we've had, you know, extensive conversations and just kind of, you know, building that relationship and, you know, can't wait to, you know, start building it on the field as well.
You going to have a off-season workout, just the two of you or a bunch of you guys, like one of those camps that we hear about, quarterbacks and receivers, before going into a building?
Yeah, 100%. I know he did something similar last year, and, you know, we've had, you know, preliminary talks about, you know, getting everybody together, and I think it's important, you know, getting all the skill guys out there and, you know, getting that connection down, getting the timing down. You know, we signed, you know, Zay Jones and, you know, Evan Engram and, you know, some guys added into that room, so it's important for all of us to get on the field and, you know, start building that connection.
Christian Kirk here on the Rich Eisen Show. If you don't mind, I know pages get turned in free agency, but I'd like to turn the page back a little bit. In Arizona, it seemed that finishing seasons, well, not seemed, it's a fact, finishing seasons were troublesome. I mean, the playoffs were made this year, but it was a brutal day and night in Los Angeles. What do you think was off that led to troubling finishes in Arizona? Christian,
you know, it's hard to tell. You know, obviously that's the number one question that, you know, we've all asked ourselves is, you know, what went wrong, you know, especially towards the end of the season, you know, and in that playoff game. You know, I think it was a multitude of things, and, you know, it's hard to just sit back and say, oh, it was that. You know, it was just a lack of execution from us, and we weren't playing our best football, and, you know, especially to make a deep run in the playoffs, you have to be playing your best football, you know, going late into the year, and we did that in the first half of the year, but we didn't do it at the end, and so I think that was a contribution, you know, towards it all, and, you know, along with the other things, but definitely was a disappointing way to end the year.
What type of leader is Kyler Murray, Christian, in the huddle, on the sideline, and so forth?
I mean, he's everything you want, you know, in a quarterback. I think, number one, you know, he's an ultimate competitor. You can just see it in his approach and, you know, his demeanor. Every time we take the field on Sunday, that, you know, he's there to win. And he wants to compete at the highest level and, you know, be able to take his game and his team to that point. And so, you know, he has a relationship with, you know, all the guys, you know, on the offensive front. And, you know, he never backs down from, you know, competition. So I think that's the most important part, you know, when you talk about having a franchise quarterback.
So I guess on a scale of nonsense, which is what he called it, to valid constructive criticism, where would you place body language and leadership issues with Kyler Murray, Christian Kirk? Where would you place it?
You know, I would say it's nonsense. You know, people can speculate and read into it however they want, but, you know, I look at it as passion. You know, the kid's just passionate, and, you know, people show their passion in different ways. Like I said, he just wants to win. And so obviously when things go wrong, it's a little disappointing, you know, but it's good, you know, for me, in my eyes, you know, to see somebody who cares enough to show passion and wants to turn things around and win the football game. That's how I see it.
Were you one of the photographs that got scrubbed and then restored on his Instagram? Were you part of any of those photographs, Christian?
Were you? I'm not sure. I didn't go back and check. I probably was, but I know there's no bad blood. You know, me and Kyler have been boys for a long time, and dating back to our high school days. So, you know, I know our relationship hasn't wavered.
Okay. And what about Coach Kingsbury, his ability to close games and close seasons? How did you find that, Christian? You don't mind me asking?
You know, I mean, we've gotten better every single year, you know, since Cliff has gotten there. You know, obviously taking us to the playoffs this year and the year before missing it by one game. You can just see the progress, you know, and there's few cases where, you know, like Cincinnati, where, you know, stuff kind of changes overnight, and, you know, the next season you go to a Super Bowl. It takes a little longer to keep building, and, you know, now that he's there for an extensive period of time, you know, I suspect that, you know, he's going to keep pushing those guys and getting the team where he wants it to be.
Christian Kirk of Jacksonville now here on the Rich Eisen Show. Are you aware that Doug Peterson in Philadelphia had on Saturday night's ice cream for the players? Are you aware of that, Christian Kirk?
I am. He did break that down to me, that Haagen-Dazs is a very important, you know, kind of factor into his pregame routine. So I'll be looking forward to the ice cream nights, you know, the night before the game.
Okay. Have you already forwarded your suggestions since you are clearly, you know, a well-paid, if not very crucial member of this organization? Christian, have you forwarded this?
You know, I'm not as picky when it comes to ice cream. Oh. I'm more of a chocolate chip cookie kind of guy.
There
so
we go. Well done.
As long as we have some fresh chocolate chip cookies, I'll be pretty content.
Oh well, Christian, let's just go next level here. The chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Mix them both, sir. Do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to mix that into my routine.
And then you know, I know Chris, you're already saying
yeah,
you
ice,
make a
ice
sandwich.
Cream sandwich.
No,
Christian.
That's gluttonous. Sandwich. It's gluttonous. This man has to play football the next day. But you have to get the like the chocolate chip cookie dough like bites within the ice cream. Like you have to like, you know what I mean? Like you've got to mix them both and you've got to taste it. You've got to make sure a coach does this right. You have to.
Yeah, we'll make sure to sit down and get a game plan together so our night before the game, you know, snack is at tip-top shape.
Okay, so at C. Kirk on Instagram, do we need to focus on looking at your Instagram to see how you feel about your team? Are you that tight? Are you, because Kyler said this that people of his generation, which you are, just take the photographs off from time to time. That's what he said yesterday. Do you do that, Christian, every now and then? Do you cycle through photographs?
I mean, there are a few photos. Maybe I'll go back and archive. You know, aesthetics are big, you know, in our generation. And so everybody's kind of playing with them here and there, just based off of, I guess, how you want your social media page, especially Instagram, to look. But, yeah, you can definitely follow me and my journey. I usually am pretty good at, you know, posting stuff on my story and whatnot and see my new journey in Jacksonville.
Okay. I'm a 52-year-old man. When you say aesthetics, that's a word my 13-year-old keeps using over and over again. What does he mean? Can you help me, Christian? What are you talking about, your aesthetics on your Instagram? What are you talking about? What do you mean?
When I think of aesthetics, I just think of, like, display visually. Like, how visually pleasing is it to look? That's what I think of when I hear aesthetics and just the overall feel of, you know, what you're looking at. You know, is it serious? Is it business oriented? Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, hobbies, lifestyle, you know, whatever, the whole nine. I mean, I guess that's the platform that social media has given us nowadays, the ability to do.
Right. Well, I'm seeing.
It's great. I'm on his page right now. His story. You got some new ink, Christian? What do we got?
Yeah, it's my oldest sister's 30th birthday, and there's six of us. So we all got Roman numerals of, you know, where we are sibling wise. So I'm sibling number 4 out of 6. So I got the Roman numerals 4 and 6 on my shoulder, kind of added onto it. And, you know, we all got it, just a little sibling bonding for her 30th birthday.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay. And who's the lovely young lady on your account as well, Christian? Who do you got? Is that your wife, your girlfriend?
That is my girlfriend, okay. Ozzy. We've been dating for 2.5 years now. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. And yeah, I'm on the clock now, so I'm gonna have to you know, change girlfriend here pretty soon.
Okay, you're gonna have to. Yep, you're on the clock. I like the way you put that. It's been years since you've been on the clock. So I see you also are putting out your workouts. I see. I'm looking at the aesthetics right now.
Yeah, aesthetically, okay. This is a great page.
Because I, you know, my Instagram is, you know, occasionally my dogs, my wife. I keep my kids off it. I don't know how aesthetic that is.
A lot of dogs on your page.
A lot of dogs.
I mean, what do you want?
I like that.
I mean, that's my aesthetic.
We love dogs.
Well, Christian's got a photo.
Right?
He's got a photo with his dog.
Christian, did I use that right in a sentence? Aesthetic? Did I use that properly?
Yeah. No, that was perfect. You could give off the aesthetics of, you know, you love running 40-yard dashes. You know, that's something that you love to do as well. You can put that on there as well.
I could do that, but I'm not as. It's just, I don't know how pretty it is. You know, I don't know how aesthetic that is. You know what I mean? Like, that's the difference. Between everything.
The athlete aesthetic.
Okay, very good. And so, Christian Kirk, athlete, and I see you already have a photograph of your avatar. Have you photoshopped yourself in a Jaguar uniform? Is that what you did? You did that already?
No, a really talented fan did that for me, and so I asked permission if I could use that and make it as my avatar to make the transition.
Okay, Very good. I appreciate it. So now I understand how this all works, and we'll keep an eye on just how pissed off you are at your team if that ever happens. Right, Christian? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever get that from me.
Okay.
Maybe some other guys, but not me. I usually don't give off that vibe.
Well, one way to help is ice cream. So enjoy that. Enjoy your journey. Thanks for the time, Christian, and let's do this again soon. Congratulations on hitting it, and good luck being on the clock.
Thanks so much, Rich. I appreciate it.
There you go. That's Christian Kirk, everybody. New Jacksonville Jaguar. He is on the clock.
Gosh, on the clock after 2 years. My clock has expired, I guess.
Dude. You already have a child.
Yeah. So the clock's over.
Is that right?
Well, I mean,
until Cage is old enough to ask questions.
We're already doing the stuff.
Just wait till that happens, bro. So he's on the clock.
That was great. Loved him.
I'm looking at the screen, and I'm seeing three individuals in Cleveland staring at a clock, maybe wondering when this is over. It's 37 minutes now and going. NFL Network took a commercial break and came back.
Yeah, ESPN has not left. They've been on it the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mason Rudolph's making his way to the studio. He will be on the air live in hour number three. And then once everything is kind of settled and landed in Cleveland, Ohio, do our best to play some sound bites, and I'll react to him live on the air. That's a tightrope walk.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before we go, my friends at Mercedes-Benz Vans want to ask you, when was the last time you thought about your dream? Because it's time for you and your dream to get back together. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Vans are the way for you to get in touch with your dream, because you could live your dream van life in one of these premium rides. Because we're talking about a fully customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that you could take into the mountains, go visit a lake, go visit wherever you want in the United States. Just go drive. Go see a friend. Go see your parents. Go see your kids. Go see whoever you want. Go see the Grand Canyon. See whatever you'd love to do. Or maybe more importantly, start your own business. Because you can do it in a Mercedes-Benz van with safety features so innovative like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. You can expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. It runs like a dream. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter and tell them your dream sent you. Back here with more on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. 45 minutes, and we're getting all of the sound bites ready here, and we'll get Mason Rudolph out here shortly here on the program. But they did not look.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In black and white on Twitter or however you're consuming them, they're not reading very well. So I'm curious to hear the tone and inflection and how they were said.
Mm-hmm.
But
so hold on a minute. I just see one soundbite here exchange that I'm sending to our producers to see if we can get this. This is the one that I would like to see right here on the Rich Eisen Show for us to exchange back and forth. So I have now sent that email. I'm sorry to use very important time.
Talk
but
it
that's
out.
Just the way we're
it's
going
okay,
here.
Man. Just talk it out
on the program. I don't know. I want to again. I want to take this in before I comment on it. I don't want to do that. This is way too crucial and too important. And but just looking at it, okay, because there is a PR element to this. Certainly, if you're the Cleveland Browns, okay. And I know there's more important issues than public relations. But in order for this to work in Cleveland, you must relate to the public. I think some of the comments that I have been reading on Twitter during commercial breaks is that he can't wait to be involved in the community. He mentioned that he was hands-on in the Houston community, which is a very poor choice of words. That, again, I don't know how Deshaun went through this with people before getting out there in front of a media gathering. I would have counseled him to have gone one-on-one sit down with a bunch of members of the media first up, but this is the first time we have literally seen him talk at length in over a year.
Yeah.
Probably his final press conference after his final game with the Texans, where we had no idea he was going to make a stand to say, I'm never coming back. You know, that's probably the last time we heard from him at length. And I looked up just seeing it, because this is a way, if you're going to sell this in your community and you're going to sell this to an NFL nation writ large and to a commissioner that's going to have a choice whether to suspend you or not. And obviously that'll be based on the facts, not on public relations, not on visuals. But just seeing it, it looked like a complete funeral. And it looked nothing like the introductory press conference of a new star quarterback with a fresh new contract for a team that's hoping to win a championship with this person. A la 2 days ago, Matt Ryan. A la Russell Wilson's introductory press conference with his beautiful family. And, you know, the coach going, this is amazing. Like, Nathaniel Hackett did. I paraphrase there, right there. Like, that's normally the look and feel of a press conference when you are introducing your new star quarterback that the town, you can't wait to introduce him to. I mean, but these circumstances are beyond different. And what a dreadful, dreadful look it had just on the screen. Just seeing it. And I, you know, we'll play the sound bites later. I will listen to it. I will comment on it. But you're already seeing it, right? And the reaction the Twitterverse is overwhelmingly negative.
They did the jersey, too, after with Stefanski and Andrew Berry and Deshaun holding up his
jersey.
Like, they're just, like, trying to be like, I guess we smile. Like, how do...
They did that afterwards, huh?
Afterward at the end, and then they walked off.
Which is just like... But that's what you, this is, again, this is what you get when you just don't answer these questions or have them answered in a way that makes you look accountable and makes you also believable in that you didn't do all these things that are being, you're being now civilly accused of, as now not one but two grand juries have chosen to not indict him criminally. And I'm sure he'd be like, see, this is why I'm keep telling you I didn't do any of this stuff. It's just the grand total number of people who have sued him civilly that for him to not address anybody publicly, not address anything publicly, not address a single soul publicly on this front prior to making himself available to all NFL teams who trip over themselves to sign him and get him just makes the fan base you're trying to win over or talk to or convince or to now suddenly make yourself available to that much more difficult to win over or convince or every word that I just used. And then, you know, I guess the Haslams, who are up next on a Zoom in about an hour and 10 minutes, I guess they just got a little preview of what might be coming their way, because guess what? They're the ones who gave him $230 million guaranteed dollars, which is the other aspect of this. It's just like, okay. So, I know I said I wanted to wait for these sound bites before I commented fully, but again, this is the world we live in. It's in our phones. We see everything. That's how we're influenced. That's how we see stuff. That's how more stuff comes in, so we forget about what we've just been outraged by or thought about. Because there's something completely fresh and new, and it's very difficult for so many people to just stay on one subject, as we see in our political and real worlds. But just first blush here, and will we be talking about it when Deshaun Watson scores three touchdowns for the Browns, or has, you know, accounts for five touchdowns for the Browns and week maybe six, if that's when he's first out there?
Maybe not, but it's just going to be a cloud that hangs over his tenure there, I think, for a long time.
At least because these civil cases are still out there. I mean, they're still out there. He's introduced as a new quarterback with all of these cases still out there, and an unprecedentedly lucrative contract in the history of the NFL bestowed upon him.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this quote, but he did say that he intends to not settle any of them. So...
okay, so I hope he disproves every last one of them.
Yeah. I mean, he said it multiple times that he did not do the things that he's alleged.
And he regrets nothing.
And he doesn't have any regrets. Again, I look forward to hearing the tone of all of these, you know, conversations and quotes, but that's what the black and white says.
In print.
In print. It's tough.
Well, the Browns own it. And now it's going to be up to him to show it and live a different life. But in the same way that...
well, according to him, live the same life, because he doesn't think that he did anything wrong. He was asked about counseling, and he said, no, I have done nothing.
He's gotten no counseling.
He is not going to seek out counseling, because he doesn't think that he is guilty of anything.
Okay. So. Well, then, first of all, I hope he's right. Secondly, I hope he doesn't really need it. And third... He's got every $230 million guaranteed reasons to not say otherwise.
Yeah.
So. Man, I just simply cannot believe, once again, that this kid out of Clemson, who I love him. Honestly, the kid had me at hello every time I've ever come across him and met him. You just walk away with this wonderful feeling, like what a terrific face of the franchise. And I hope he is that for the Browns. I hope that's exactly who he is deep inside. But right now, it is tough to completely just buy in. So difficult to buy in. And that's no offense. It's just what's out there and how long it's been out there and how long the void has been filled by everything other than his voice. And the first time we hear his voice is after he's given the most lucrative guaranteed contract in the history of the NFL without having to singly explain himself publicly at all. Didn't have to do that before he got the money. He's able to do that after he gets the money. It's very, very difficult to buy. And that's what he's up against, other than the fact that there's, you know, the civil case is still sitting out there and a highly litigious lawyer ready to take some of that $230 million guaranteed dollars from him. So he's going to go about his business with the Cleveland Browns. At one point, he's going to have all these lawsuits that he's going to have to maybe do depositions for and things of that nature. Wow. Okay. Or very not okay. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Still to come here on the Rich Eisen Show is our usual Friday good times. And also, when we come back, Mason Rudolph in studio here on the Rich Eisen Show of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Never met him, but I look forward to that. Coming up next. Still here on Peacock, everybody. Anything else going on?
Whew. No, I'm just kind of cycling through.
Well, it was fun with Christian Kirk.
Tweets and thoughts. Right? I really liked him. Well, Deion, obviously, but Christian Kirk. That was
fully
great.
Admitting he's on the clock with his girlfriend.
How about that? That is,
and then you admitting that your clock's already broken.
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, I was just pointing out the difference of, you know, 2.5 years. He's on the clock. You know, I'm.
How long?
5 plus 6, and we're, you know.
Your baby in?
A baby in, a house in. Like, you know. Just.
Sarah's back?
We have different clocks.
Sarah's back?
Back.
Your 2 days of being a solo dad while she was away, burning the midnight oil, filling up the big bag for the family. What's she doing? She was on the road doing,
she was on the road. She's in Colorado doing, doing some comedy, and now she's back. Well, midweek,
okay.
Doesn't usually have a midweek.
No, I know, but she did that. Yeah. Understood.
Yep.
And, how was your 2 days of being just you and Kate solo?
Great.
How'd
it
that
was,
go?
It was great.
Since we're on the subject of being on the clock, you're now off the clock.
Exhausting.
You're now punched out of the Huh?
Seems like he didn't really enjoy the lunch I made for him yesterday. We got, you know, there's like an app for the school, and they kind of give updates throughout the day. And one of them was, didn't eat a lot of lunch. And I'm like, well, I failed in that department then.
What'd you make him?
You know, I got a little leftover pizza in there.
Dude, it was bad. He explained it to me in the morning.
The pizza was like a week old.
Yeah, you gave your son a week old pizza to go to school?
No, just little bites. I mean,
understood. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think you'd bring it. Like, it wasn't a 12-inch pie.
He weighs 30 pounds. I mean, he's not eating that much. Some strawberries.
Yeah, but it's the week old thing.
Some string cheese. Yeah, but it was cold. I mean, cold pizza's good for how long?
Not a week.
Oh, it is too.
Not a, really?
In her fridge?
I don't know.
Look, I'm very like you know, Chudwin won't eat anything if it hasn't been refrigerated, and I'm like, you can leave, but like maybe 2 days for the pizza.
No.
Expiration date on the cold pizza?
Pizza can.
Anyway, goldfish, string cheese, strawberries. Love strawberries. Yeah, I failed lunch yesterday. He also has had a little stomach thing. And
well, yeah, week old pizza will do that.
He's not eating a lot in general.
Stop. It's not the pizza.
All I'm saying is this.
I mean, it was the second of a back-to-back.
Welcome home, Sarah Tiana.
Gosh, come on.
Welcome back. Here's the kid.